This is Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a production of Catholic Radio Indy. Now here's today's program.
This is Faith in Action on Catholic Radio. I'm Jim Ganley. Our co-host is Bridget Ayer. And Bridget, we've got a whole studio full of people that we want to be talking to here in just a minute. I'm going to share a couple of things with you that, well, they're really news. You haven't heard this on Catholic Radio before. One thing coming up March 13th and 14th, we're going to be having another share-a-thon here at Catholic Radio. And
I'm going to be live.
And that's going to be it's kind of a fun, chaotic day, but it's a lot of fun. Hopefully it's fun to listen to as well as we kind of take off our regular programming hats and put on our fundraising hats to raise the funds that we need to keep Catholic Radio on the air. So those dates, again, are March 13th and March 14th. And the reason I mentioned that early is so you can start saving up money. Actually, because we need some volunteers to answer the phone. So it's easy to do, and we try and keep you busy, but we ask that if you can volunteer for a couple of hours. We're on the air from 6:30 in the morning till 9, and from 3:30 in the afternoon until 6. So there are two and a half hour periods. Don't have to work both of them, either one, either day, March 13th or 14th. 6:30 in the morning till 9 or 3:30 till 6 in the afternoon. If you can help us out, give us a call at 317-870-8400. 317-870-8400. Or you can sign up to volunteer on our website, too, if you just go to catholicradioindy.org. And here is a news bulletin. Never heard before on radio anywhere. The date for the Catholic Radio annual dinner is moved. It's moved to October 2nd, and for a very good reason, because Archbishop Thompson is going to be our guest and our speaker. So we'll be telling you more about that when it comes, but mark your calendar, October 2nd, and we'll be at the Northside Knights of Columbus again at 71st and Keystone there. And the guest speaker will be Archbishop Thompson. You'll have a chance to meet him, shake his hand, and tell him all the things that you want to share with him. And you'll find him great, great gentleman. He's been in our studio here to record things before, and we've really, really enjoyed the conversation with him. And so we had to shuffle our date around a little bit to make it fit his calendar. But October 2nd, the Catholic Radio annual dinner.
And we're going to start off with our Faith in Action. I'm Bridget Ayer, and I'm here in the studio with Jim Ganley, of course, and we have three guests. We are actually going to be talking about the Missionary Disciple Institute, which is taking place at Marian University. My guests are Patrick Verheiley. He is the Director of Recruiting for the San Damiano Scholars Program and the Missionary Disciples Institute. And we have two Marian University students who are working as mentors. We have Maddie Lees and Brendan McNamara. We're all Irish. God love us, right?
That's right.
Welcome to Faith in Action. Actually, we're all Irish. This is going to be a theme, okay? Patrick and Bridget, what we got going on here, don't we? Okay, well, tell us what the Missionary Disciples Institute is.
Yeah, it's a week-long institute on Marian's campus, and it's designed for high school students, in particular, current freshmen through juniors in high school. So if they're in high school now and going to be in high school next year, it's designed for them to really take their faith to the next level. It's designed for them to learn what it is to be a missionary disciple in the place that God has placed them, in their home parish, in their youth groups, or in their ministry programs at their Catholic high school.
And I think a lot of times people think when they are a missionary or being a disciple of Jesus that, you know, I was like, God, don't send me to China. If I say yes to you, don't send me to China. But that's not usually what happens.
Exactly. And so we held the Missionary Disciples Institute last summer for the very first time.
Okay.
And one of the big takeaways, I think, was students came in thinking that, oh my gosh, to be a missionary or to be a missionary disciple, I have to go to a foreign land in order to do that. But they realized, and what we helped them to understand, was that to be a missionary disciple is to live it daily and to really understand what it means to be a missionary disciple at home and with their peers and among their friends. And to walk with Christ daily and invite other people into that relationship as well.
So I'm going to go to you, Maddie. Tell us a little bit about you and how you got involved in the Missionary Discipleship Institute and what your role is or has been. Big question there. You can go wherever you want with that.
Okay, so I am currently a junior
at
Marion University, and my major is pastoral leadership. And I am also involved in the San Damiano Scholars Program at Marion. So the position was offered to the scholars. So I signed up and got interviewed and got chosen to be one of the mentors. And I was on the diaconia track, which means to serve. So I'm really passionate about social justice and serving the community around me.
Did you do this last year then? Did you participate in it?
Yes, okay. I was a leader for the first annual MDI. So so Brendan and I, we were on a team together, and we were just there for the high school students, helping lead different prayer services. We were track leaders, so we had a team. We had small groups. We were just there to really encourage the students and be there for them for that week.
So it's like VBS college style, right? With more activities.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
definitely more formation. It's very formative for faith life.
And that's really important, because that's kind of where it's at. If you have that foundational formation, then you can kind of move forward in that. Brendan, how about you?
So I'm a history secondary education major. So I always like to say dealing with high school students, but that kind of sounds really negative. Being with high school students, that's a natural part of the major. It's a natural part of what I want to do.
Okay.
And so I know Patrick and I know Mark Erdosi, and somehow they trusted me with some high school students.
preparing me.
They're preparing me for later in life, but no, I was inspired. I want to work with high school students. I think they're a fantastic group to work with, because they're so formative. Those ages are really crucial to developing that root stage, that basically that foundation for the rest of their life in faith. And so for me, I'm really inspired to work with high school students in that way, just because of how fired up that you can get them to be and how much of an influence you can be on their lives.
Yeah, and I think with, having been involved in youth ministry myself for a number of years, I love high school students. I mean, they really are awesome to work with.
Oh, yeah.
And the other thing is having mentors like you, that you're enthused, you're doing it, you're very close in age to them, you're just a few years older than them, maybe five at the most, but they see that and they need those role models. So it's so important to have role models like you doing that. How many, Patrick, how many college students are doing this, and how many students can be to attend it? What's the number of that?
So for the college students, there are 10 students that were considered college mentors. There were two, and all of them happen to be San Damiano scholars at Marion, two in each of the tracks. So there's five tracks that a high school student can sign up for when they come to Marion for the Missionary Disciples Institute. And because it went so well, we're gonna hire an additional 10 college students to come and help this upcoming summer, June 18th through the 23rd, to be college mentors. And so these guys worked so hard last summer. We wanted to give more college students the opportunity to help, because there's a lot of things that go into the Institute.
Mm-hmm.
And what we're looking for this summer is 50 high school students.
Okay.
and it's a particular group of students that we're looking for. We're looking for students that are already leaders within their ministry programs, whether that's in the parish or in the Catholic high school, where they're passionate about their faith, they're living it, they love their theology classes, they're asking these deeper questions and want to go deeper, but they certainly are already considered leaders, or students that the campus minister or youth minister or theology teacher see as what we call rising leaders or potential leaders for their future youth group. Youth programs.
So if you're just joining us right now, I'm Bridget Ayer, and I'm here with my guest, Patrick Verheiley. We are talking about the Missionary Disciples Institute at Marion University, which is going to be this summer from June 18th to the 23rd, and we have two Marion University students, Maddie Lees and Brendan McNamara, and they're also in on this interview. So what is the application process? What do you have to do to apply, and when's the deadline for that? Just so people, you know, a mom might be listening, a student might be listening, hey, I want to go to that. So high school student,
current freshman through juniors in high school.
Okay.
And they can find the application on our website at marion.edu/MDI.
Okay.
And the application is going to take probably 20 to 30 minutes. It's pretty intense. It's intentional because we're looking for certain students for this program.
And it's selective because there's only 50 slots,
that's right? That's
right.
It's a selective group of students we're looking for. And so I mentioned the tracks. So there's five different tracks. I can select one of those tracks. We want to know why they want to be in that particular track. A neat thing about the Missionary Disciples Institute is that there's a lot that they're going to go through during the week, but I think everything they do is geared toward taking something back to their parish. They actually write a missionary plan at the end of the week that they can implement at their home parish or school, which I think sets this institute apart from other conferences or retreats and things like that, that it's very intentional. And so we ask them in the application to tell us, what is your understanding of what it means to be a missionary disciple? Or tell us, what are some things in your church or your parish or your school that you would like to have an impact in moving forward? And so we ask some challenging questions in that application, but we want to know, where are they?
Now, see, you don't necessarily just take the first 50 people that sign up. If you get more than 50, there's actually kind of a screening or filtering process.
Exactly.
So when is the deadline to register?
Deadline is March 1.
Okay, so it's coming up. What about, let's talk about the different tracks.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because I noticed that, and I want to also have, like, what's a day in the life, because you're doing a lot of things. But you know what? That was a good tease, and we have to take a break. So we'll be back to talk more about the Missionary Disciples Institute at Marion University when we return. Stay tuned.
Considering a transfer to Marion University? Now is the time to plan a campus visit. Marion University, a supporter of Catholic Radio, offers transfer visit days, a perfect opportunity to tour their campus and learn more about the transfer process. Each transfer visit day includes a campus tour and lunch. The day starts at 9:30 and ends around 1. You can visit on April 27th and June 22nd. Info is available at events@marion.edu.
Have you ever thought about joining the Catholic Church? Have you just wanted to explore the Catholic faith? All you need to do is call your local Catholic Church for more information. We are always happy to help you in your journey to discover and learn more about the Catholic faith. We have classes that are almost year-round, and the classes and information sessions do not involve making a commitment, and there is no pressure to join. Please call your local Catholic parish for more information today and start the journey of one day possibly becoming Catholic as well. God bless.
Saturday mornings are always a little bit better when you start them off listening to Catholic Radio Indy. Kickstart your Saturday morning at 9 a.m. with Jim Littleton and Forming Faithful Families, followed by I Choose Life at 9:30. Catholic Jukebox Indiana brings you today's music with a Catholic message at 10 a.m., and then join Mark Tuttle and Timothy O'Donnell for Catholic Thought and Philosophy in the Catholic Cave at 11. At noon, sit down for a little lunch and food for thought with M.J. Crowder and Jim Ganley and two episodes of Faith in Action. That's 4 hours of Saturday morning information and entertainment you won't find anywhere else except right here at Catholic Radio Indy.
People that just need to hear the truth of God, that need to hear the Jesus message. It has really impacted me. It's what I needed to hear right now.
Catholic Radio Indy.
If it wasn't for you all, I don't know what I would do.
Catholic Radio Indy.
What an absolute blessing you are.
Welcome back to Faith in Action. I'm Bridget Ayer. I'm talking with my guest, Patrick Verheiley, about the Missionary Disciples Institute. And we also have two Marion University students, Maddie Lees and Brendan McNamara. And everyone's name is really easy for me to say for some reason today. I'm like, yeah, this is great.
not used to that.
No, I'm not used to that. Well, it's the Irish thing. I'm gonna get grief for that probably, but I can't help it. I'm feeling really Irish today. Just no reason. It's just
we are getting closer to St. Patrick's
Day. We are getting close. So, talk about what the Missionary Discipleship Institute is, and we'll talk specifically about the different tracks and what happens during the institute. Go ahead, Patrick. We'll start off with you.
Well, I think it goes back to how it started, how it began. And I think that was through the leadership of Professor Andy Holman and Adam Settmeyer. Adam Settmeyer is the Vice President for Mission and Ministry and Director of Campus Ministry at Marion. And I think they were really inspired by Pope Francis, obviously his writings and his preaching, and particularly the joy of the gospel, mm-hmm. in which he talks about we're all called to be missionary disciples. And there isn't one set way on how to do that. He says there's many different ways that we can be missionary disciples, but we're all called to it. And so what Professor Holman and Adam Settmeyer designed was the overall layout of the week to help students understand what it means to be a missionary disciple. And one way to do that was through these five tracks that they designed that came from the Acts of the Apostles.
Okay.
It's a five-fold ministry.
That's cool.
And so there are Greek words that we actually use during the week. So it's a lesson right there for the high school students.
Yeah, like what's that?
To learn the Greek words, right? So
diakonia. Speaking Greek to me.
Exactly. So Maddie Lee's already mentioned the diakonia track, and that is focused on the ministry of service. And then there's the didache track, and that's the ministry of teaching. And then we have the kerygma track, which is the ministry of proclaiming. And then the koinonia track, which is the ministry of community or partnering. And then finally, this one's the toughest one, I think, the liturgia track, which is the ministry of prayer. And so when a student applies for the Missionary Disciples Institute, they select one of those tracks, and they're broken down into about 10 students in each track, along with two San Damiano scholars or college mentors. We also have a Marion alum who's a young professional that's actually working in ministry within the Indianapolis area, and then a theology professor at Marion. So that's what comprises of a track.
Okay, that's great.
Yeah.
And what happens during each track? I mean, obviously they're different, but do they all follow a similar pattern, even though they're different tracks?
Sure. So here's the kind of the layout of the week. The Monday and Tuesday that they're on campus, they dive deep into those tracks. There's a lot of classroom time, and it's pretty intense, where they're learning theology mm-hmm. from our professors. And then the college students kind of break it down into, you know, their language and help them to understand it practically. And then on Wednesday, we actually take a pilgrimage. As a whole group, we go to our mother house, our founding sisters in Oldenburg, Indiana.
Oh, neat.
So they learn about the Franciscan understanding of mission and how Franciscans live out missionary discipleship.
So you get a field trip in the camp.
A field trip during the week. That's right. And it gets better from there. On the Thursday, we have an immersion experience. So each track does something specific that's focused on their area of ministry. And they go all throughout the Indianapolis area. So each track does their own thing. They have their immersion experience. Then they come back and they process it. And then the Friday and the Saturday of the Missionary Disciples Institute, that's when they kind of pause and they reflect on what did I just go through? Mm-hmm. Like, let's process this experience. And I'm going to put down on paper in a very intentional way my missionary plan. How am I going to bring this back to my church or my school to make an impact for my peers?
Now, over the course of a week, are all of the students exposed to all five of the tracks, or do they predetermine these students are in this track and stay in the track for the week?
They stay in the track for the week. So whichever one they select, they stay in it. And so one of the tracks, I mean, I think that's most easily depicted is the teach track. If there's a student that applies and is really passionate about teaching, they know already, like, my mom is a teacher and I want to be like my mom. And education's been so important to me. I want to go to college and be a teacher. I mean, this track was designed for them to understand it as a ministry. And so they're selected to go into that track, most likely.
That is really neat. It sounds so, a lot of times when you go to a conference or something, you know, a retreat or something like that, you don't really walk out with like a to-do list. You know, I mean, you kind of had this experience, but I like that you put a plan together at the end, and then you can actually implement that.
Yeah.
So I'm looking at the two students here. I want to hear, Maddie, tell me what, be specific about what has happened or what will happen during those tracks, maybe in the immersion experience or music or prayer. Talk about something that happens.
Yeah. So I loved this program because it does give you the practicality of what ministry looks like. And I think that's really important for kids who want to be involved with ministry as they get older.
I'm curious, what track did you pick? I'm trying to figure out what track both of you chose when you went through.
Yeah, so we were both in diaconia.
Okay. Remind me what that is.
To serve.
Okay, to serve. Okay.
And it was amazing because the kids, like what Patrick was saying, they took time to learn in the classroom. So we did a lot of Catholic social teaching. One of the professors taught a lot about that and what that looks like. And we got the head knowledge. Mm-hmm. So a lot of conferences you go to and you get, you know, the spiritual high, you're feeling great about Jesus, wanting to bring him to the world. But this gives you like the practicality of how to do that. And that
you can be high, but then you get grounded to say, okay, now how am I going to do this? Woo!
Amen.
Jesus,
amen. You know,
what am I going to do now? Let's get a plan.
And that was my favorite part because it goes in stages. So they learn first, but that's being supplemented by mass and adoration, and talks by speakers like Jackie Francois, Chris Padgett, people like that. So you're getting a lot of things that you would get at a conference like this, like you're being fed spiritually, but like also your intellect is being fed, and you're giving like getting an opportunity to go and serve and actually put that faith into action, because I think that's just such a call to be a missionary disciple, is you have Jesus in your heart and in the sacraments and all those things, but you really need to take it out to the world in a practical way. So I think it was just beautiful for me, and Brenda can speak as well, just to see how the participants were so spiritually fed, but they were also so grounded in teaching and knowledge. And it's almost like when you have all this information, like you want a practical way to give it to the world. And we were really able to give that to them. And it was just super life-changing.
Exactly. And Brandon, it makes an impact on you too. Like as a mentor, you step back and you're watching these kids grow and develop and learn about their faith and get that head knowledge and get that kind of structural basis for, okay, I have all this faith in my heart. How am I going to implement that in the real world? Mm-hmm. And so to get all that head knowledge and to get, okay, you know, this is how the world works and this is how we fit into it and this is how we can change the world. I mean, that's an amazing thing. That's an amazing thing to be a part of just as a mentor and just watching it just in general.
So where do the people sleep? Do they sleep overnight at the campus? I know that's maybe an out-of-the-blue question, but that wasn't my... What happens? Do you have a place to sleep there? Yeah.
They stay in one of our newest residence halls on campus. We just built a brand-new dining hall, the new dining commons, which is awesome.
I'm kind of hungry right now.
Come on over.
I want to check that out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So what was the service project that you did?
So we actually... Our service project was we went into the inner-city community.
Okay.
And we worked with a kind of like a daycare system. So it was during the summer. School wasn't going on. There's a lot of kids who are in a lower-income family situations. We take them out of that situation. We bring them there. We feed them. And we actually... What we did for our service project, too, was we painted a mural. So we had some of the students stand in front of the wall, and they got sprayed with water. And then from that water outline trace that we had, we painted all around that, and they actually sealed that with a polymer. So it's still there to this day if you drove past the place we went to. It's really fantastic just being with all those younger kids, because we were with ages maybe 2 years old to like 12, 13 years old. So it was really fantastic to be a part of. Just experience it.
Now, is there a cost associated with this?
I was just going to ask that.
There is a cost. The cost is $450 for the week, $100 deposit at the time of the application submission, and scholarships are available for those that are in need.
So the thing that really struck me is whenever anyone is on a retreat or they're on a team helping to put it on, my experience has always been like, you think, oh, well, I'm really just here to serve, but then God, like, really, it gets even better. you know. Mm-hmm. So is that what it was like for both of you?
Yes.
Got better and better every day. It was fantastic. And amazing.
As we went on to, we also had small groups so that kids were able to process what they've learned and how they've grown. And so throughout the week, you just see like hearts being transformed and kids' lives changing and them saying out loud, like, I want to be a better person, a different person, more in love with Christ when I go home. So that was just amazing because, and I think as our team got closer and the week went on, we were all transformed as well. So
exactly. And you see those kids, I mean, you see how they act throughout the institute, and they were just fired up the whole time. Mm-hmm. I mean, they loved it. You talk about it still today because we call kids and we check up on them and we check up on their service projects, and they're still fired up about what they learned to this day. They're still trying to implement their plans into their life, and it's truly an amazing experience to be a part of as a mentor, as a student, everything.
Do you have any closing thoughts, Patrick? I'm all excited. I want to go to this. Every time I have a guest, I'm like, I want to go to that. It's like my whole calendar's filling up, Jim. I had no idea what this was going to do to me.
Well, Bridget, we'd love to have you come for the week. But I think just listening to Maddie and Brendan speak, I mean, I think they're outstanding students that we have at Marion University, in particular in the San Damiano Scholarship Program. And I'm inspired by them and the life that they're called to live. And I think that the students that have come to the Missionary Disciples Institute see that in them. And actually, 9 students were just awarded a San Damiano scholarship from last year's Missionary Disciple group and are now considering coming to Marion and being a part of our San Dam scholarship program. So I think that's the big takeaway, is learning that wanting to answer God's call for their vocation in a much bigger way.
And once again, how do people sign up for it or get recommended for it?
Yeah, if they go to marion.edu/MDI, Missionary Disciples Institute, they can apply from the webpage there.
Well, we've been talking with Patrick Verheiley, the Director of Recruiting for the San Damiano Scholars Program and the Missionary Disciples Institute, and Maddie Lees and Brendan McNamara, who have been, who are Marion University mentors of the Missionary Discipleship Institute program. Thanks so much for being my guest. God bless you. We'll be
God
praying
bless.
For you.
Thank you, Brendan.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
All right.
You have been listening to Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a presentation of Catholic Radio Indy. You can hear this episode of Faith in Action again or any past episode at CatholicRadioIndy.org. If you have a suggestion for a guest or topic for a future program, please call us at 317-870-8400 or email Jim at CatholicRadioIndy.org.